Radio. About to commence.
Good morning and welcome to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. It's Tuesday. It's going to rain later. And what do I have to do? Ride my Harley. Yep, it's true.
Gotta pick it up back. From Rockies.
Got to pick it up from Rockies and drive it back.
Yesterday, you
could have done that Saturday.
You were supposed to be in San Quentin yesterday.
I was. And, you know, probably should have been in San Quentin probably 20, 30 years ago. But, hey, I'm joined today. Sit down there, Bad Bob. I'm joined today by Bad Bob, who is, we are not streaming.
We are working on the situation.
Okay, we have a technical something, whatever that means. But we are recording, so we'll be able to listen to it later.
Every day is a wonderful challenge.
You know, it's something new every day. But, you know, it's a type of thing that everything works for 3 weeks, and then two or three things stop working. But one thing that always works... Of course, is my sweetheart.
Your Linda. Segues are priceless. 43 degrees out now, mostly cloudy, and a chance of showers today. 605-4567, that's the number. That's the hotline to the studio. 605-4567. You know, remember yesterday we talked about letters to the editor. And
yes,
the woman who owns Toucan Tans. Yeah. Let's just come right out and say. I had written a letter about being cited or fined for having a sign out on the street. Well, one of the things that you and I have decided when we got behind, you know, buying KCNR and getting involved with really dedicating our lives to this is that we were going to be there for the people.
Well, yeah, that's the idea.
And so yesterday I walked into a place of business that we do business with. And I heard the story. I want to share with our listeners. I'm going to read a letter.
Well, the person said that when they were, of course, they were listening to the show, as many thousands do, that when they heard that, that just infuriated them because of what happened to
because
them.
Because they've experienced the same thing. They have a business. Well, should I just read the letter now?
Yeah, read parts of it.
Okay. I'm going to leave out addresses and names. Dear Mr. and Mrs. Okay. The city has observed that your property, the on Hilltop Drive, does not comply with Reading Municipal Code Section 18.42.040(F). In particular, the city has observed that a flag flying their business has been placed in the landscape planner without the benefit of an approved administrative sign permit. Your property could be brought into compliance with the Reading Municipal Code by removing the unpermitted flag. Please make the necessary corrections so that we may close our files on this matter. An inspection will occur on or after January 19, 2010. If for some reason the violation cannot be corrected by this date, you should contact us immediately so that other arrangements may be made. Your immediate attention to this issue will be greatly appreciated. If you have any suggestions or questions regarding this letter, thank you for attention to this fine. Okay, we're on. We're streaming.
That was from Phil Carr, the associate planner.
Okay.
Now, here's the thing is, he said, and we can take care of this, but we'll come, we will burn your business down. We'll make sure you will never make another cent in this town.
I wanted to say,
you know,
that the gal said that she had attended every single meeting when it came to the Hilltop development. She said not only did it take twice as long, her business went down 40%. And she said, okay, I understand if you have a rule, but why doesn't the rule apply for everybody? There's certain businesses on Hilltop that have signs out, that have banners hanging out. She wanted to hang a flyer on a pole. And she said, why do the car dealerships get to hang their businesses, you know, their signs out there? People, and she says, people start to avoid Hilltop because of the mess. And I felt for her.
Well, we know that all the businesses that we know of on Hilltop and we have talked to and we go to were hammered. Were really hammered during this beautification project. And not only were they hammered, the way that the islands in the middle were designed are just horrible. And they actually had, some of the businesses had, when they first started designing these a couple years ago, they got the city engineers to sign off saying, okay, we'll shorten this one because it does have a severe impact on your business. And what happens? They don't do it. They complain to Starman. He just says, that's too bad. You know, it's this kind of thing. It's business is tough enough without all this happening. If you go down Hilltop Drive to this day, it's difficult getting in and out of some of the businesses. It's difficult in the sense it's even dangerous.
Well, this
because they're having to cross the traffic.
Exactly. This particular business owner was saying the big box stores are coming in and they're taking over. And we know that it's the small businesses that make a city, a town. And we're trying to do everything we can to stay into business. But this kind of thing here is not helping. Especially after it's taken twice the amount of time that they said it was going to be. That's why so many businesses have closed. She said, you know, what's wrong with putting a sign out to let people know that if you're not tucked away, that you've got a business going because you've lost 40% of your business. People aren't even traveling that way anymore because they are trying to divert their driving from Hilltop.
Once they've gone past there. You know, they go someplace else. But here's the bottom line. We've got to take a break. Is the city of Reading should be there to help people. Instead, how many laws are on the books? How many of these little rules are on the books that just hinder business? And how many times a year do they go through this and say, you know what, this is really a stupid rule, or this is a stupid idea, or this is a stupid law? I mean, how many times do they do that? Well, I tell you, once. And then how many times, you know, how long do they spend doing this? And if it's not just at the city level, what about the county level? What about the state level? Instead of making more laws and more reasons to impose government sanctions on our businesses and our way of life, why don't you go the other way, my friends, and tell them, hey, why don't you start lessening up on some of these? I mean, we heard stories yesterday that somebody was out measuring plants. Yeah, measuring the height of plants. Oh, I'm sorry, how far they were apart. Oh, I'm sorry, this is 9 inches. It can only be 8 inches. Are you kidding me? You're actually out here doing this? Somebody needs to call the mayor and tell them that this is what their people are being paid this much money for, is to go out and measure the distance between plants. We got to take a break. Carl Lindebach, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belangi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
With the cold winds of winter blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on the new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder, we're the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
The Anselmo Vineyards Wine Tasting Room is a sanctuary of elegance. Built on the structure of the original ranch house, you'll feel welcome in our cozy retreat. The tasting room offers majestic views of green pastures and the Trinity Range, and above all, wonderful, award-winning wines whose appearance, fragrance, and finish make your experience first class all the way. Chef John Stadelli's imaginative entrees will leave you with an impressionable gourmet experience like none other. Make a lifelong memory, satisfying all of your sensations when you visit Anselmo Vineyards. Just a short distance from Reading, it will become your favorite romantic getaway. Call the ranch at 474-5546 or visit our website at etsalmavineyards.com for lunch, dinner, and wine tasting hours. That's 474-5546. And Salmo Vineyards, your destination getaway.
Start your day with America's Morning News from 3 till 6 a.m. Then an hour of news from the KCNR studios. Then it's Carl and Linda Bott with Free Fire Radio from 7 till 9. Dennis Miller from 9 to noon. Laura Ingram from noon till 3. Michael Savage 3 to 6 and much, much more. Stay with us and thanks for listening to KCNR 1460. Clearly, News Talk Radio.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone line here is 605-4567. We're at KCNR1460.com. We are back up and streaming again.
7:15 in the morning.
Bob, you are a technical genius.
Yes, he is.
We stand in awe of you. The fact is, if you had fixed it before we started, I wouldn't have to say that.
I couldn't even begin to just understand the complexity of that stuff.
Well, he had to turn it up. That was one of the things that happened. You know.
He said, thank you, Bill Gates.
Yeah, well, you know, Bill Gates is one of our heroes. Yeah. Okay. The last thing about this thing, on about that letter that this business got was, she says, I don't mind obeying the rules. She says, but nobody, you know, but you go down the street and it's kind of a selective thing that, you know, one business gets it, one business doesn't. I mean, is it like the people are kind of like they just kind of roll into one business and they're having a taco or a hamburger or something. And they go, oh, okay, we'll find this one. Or they're looking across the street because they're shopping someplace else or getting a tank of gas. Oh, okay, well, I'll just write them a letter.
Well, I can remember driving into the parking lot of Toucan Tans. And, you know, it's a long parking lot, and right next to, I think, is Occasions is in there, and I can't remember what I was going to get. But I remember it was very difficult to get in and out, and they were doing road work there. She had said that her particular business, and, of course, we're remaining nameless here, her parking lot was closed, and we have other friends that have businesses on Hilltop for a week. Where do you park? How are you going to do business? What I want to know, did they receive any kind of compensation for that? Did they receive a tax break? Did they have to pay taxes or like only 10%?
They received a cut in their income, but then the city also received a cut in their income because of the taxes they lost. So, what can we say? Hey, the Ready City Council, though, they're doing some great work there. Yeah. They decided to free up some $500,000 Monday night to offer homeowners low-interest loans, which they hope will stimulate the economy, boost construction jobs, and help to make the city more energy efficient. You can get up to a 15-year loan at up to $25,000 at 1% interest. And so what you have to do, though, is just to fix up your home. You can pick and choose which upgrades you want to make, or you can opt for a complete energy audit. Anyway, this is one of those radical 10 in 10 ideas from the committee. You know, it was hosted by, created by CEO Kent Dagg of the Shasta Builders Exchange. Now, why this is interesting is, you know, people will scream, "Oh yeah, Kent Dagg and the construction and all this," but if they have the money and it goes up and it does two things, if it helps energize people with low incomes homes or fixes them up so they don't have to spend these horrendous REU bills. And I say horrendous because they're going up because we're cutting back everything. We're turning off all of our lights and everything. We're still at over $400 on our electric bill, and it's going to keep going up. And somehow, you know, REU has $30 million in reserve. So they're using this, and it puts people back to work, and it helps people. And the $500,000 is the question.
We have a special guest that came in that just walked in. It's not quite in the studio yet, but we are always highlighting small businesses because we're all about shopping local. And it's a great story, I think, we're going to hear about somebody who's gone from one to, I think, four stores now. So we're going to take a break. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on KCNR 1460.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
I'm one of those guys who likes to plan. You know, put it down on paper. Family vacation, remodeling the kitchen, maintenance for my wife's car. Well, I was convinced I'd thought of everything until I heard about pre-planning your own final arrangements. I was a little intimidated at first until I saw the sense in putting into writing my desire for funeral arrangements. The folks at McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery made it all easy and natural. And, you know, it's both thoughtful and loving to remove the burdens and guesswork from loved ones who may find the circumstances difficult enough. It's one last loving deed that I can extend to my family when I'm gone, which will probably be very soon if I don't get the maintenance done on my wife's car, remodel the kitchen.
Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
Taking care of an elderly parent can be an exhausting job. There's no need to do it alone. Home Helpers has been there for many families in the same situation you are in. Sharon, owner of Home Helpers, describes a typical situation.
They are run down. Mom and Dad are demanding so much time and attention that a lot of times when we come in, we can alleviate that stress and really help that family become reunited again because they just need a little bit of help.
The parent and adult-child relationship works best when both are independent. Home Helpers can help restore that relationship with assistance for the parent in a way that is a relief for both the child and the parent.
It's hard for kids to also be the child and the caregiver. And sometimes we can take on the role of caregiver and let that child just be the child again.
Home Helpers can provide transportation, meal preparation, housekeeping, and many other services to suit your needs. Call Home Helpers for a personalized assessment.
Hi, right, this is Dave. Listen every Saturday morning from 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460 for Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. Do some spring cleaning now and we'll help you sell it for free. Just about anything except guns, ammo, and animals. We can also announce your yard sale, estate sale, or event. Sponsored by AMSOIL, Bibles, Books, and More, and Leslie's Good Health Massage. That's Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. 605-4567.
Learn more about our shows and hosts. Check us out online at KCNR1460.com.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567, and our website's KCNR1460.com to stream. And then we have freefireradio.com, which has all of our shows and tells who our guests are going to be this week. And this portion of the show brought to you by Tobacco and Brew, 2143 Hilltop Drive. Joe and Shelley have got the finest tobacco emporium here in the state. And with Espresso Joe's to serve you coffee of any kind, it's a great place to go. And they also have a great place for people to come and meet there. Joe and Shelley, Tobacco and Brew.
Wow.
I got in the middle of that one.
You know, we always think that it's very important for us to, as you know, it's very important to support our local businesses. And in our station today is the lovely Carrie Fagan. Good morning.
Hey, good morning.
Another place that we love to go to is Yak's.
Yes.
And the most beautiful surroundings in Yak's. Great artwork. Tell us how the first Yak's began.
We began 8 years ago just as a vision of pouring back into the community. And we actually started out at the Vineyard Church, and we were a young church with no money. And we thought, well, let's just do coffees in the community and just do donations. But we started doing that, and it took off. We were doing probably 380 coffees, like, within 3 hours. And we had 20 delivery drivers. We were just going everywhere. So that's kind of how we started. Then the city said we were doing too much for outreaches financially, and we weren't
too well.
Too well, and we weren't really set up for like the refrigerators and stuff. So we came back as a group, five of us, and we said, "Well, we really feel this is what we want to do." So we sold our homes, we sold our cars, walked to work, we ate beans for like a year. We'd call each other and go, "Hey, what kind of beans do you have tonight?" And it's like,
must have been a colorful group.
Oh, it was a colorful group. So we did that for a year, and that's kind of how we started.
How did you get the name Yaks?
It's Yes Another Coffee Shop. And we were just sitting
love it.
In our room and just brainstorming.
This is just, it's brilliant. And when you opened your South Street location, I remember, what is a downtown Yaks?
That's how we started our first promotion in the very beginning.
Brilliant.
What the heck a downtown Yaks? And we put signs everywhere, and I didn't know that you couldn't do that. So I had, like, I think 5,000 signs. I didn't know you couldn't just go put them anywhere. So we just put them everywhere in the city. So whenever you drove by, anyone looked, it's like, what the heck, a downtown Yak? So we just got that buzz going.
Did you ever get in trouble with...
Oh.
We just talked that before you came in the door, about signage, putting signage up, and how the city squawks at that.
Oh, so. Well, I didn't know about that until about 2 years ago.
Okay.
And you can't even have, like, the sign on the sidewalk. Like, it's a big deal.
Yes, that's what we were talking about.
But you did it.
Well, I did it, but I honored them. Like, I didn't know after I found out it was illegal, so I went back and tried to... It was during our second build-out that when I found out it was illegal. And then I tried to go and pick them up, and they were really great. They were awesome, you know. They were like, "Carrie, we just seen 5 more Yak signs. Go pick them up." So...
You did when I went down a spree.
Yeah.
Well, but anyway, it was on everybody's tip of their tongues for sure.
Mm-hmm. So do you still have those signs?
Yes.
I thought maybe we could use the backs of them. We can go KCNR 1460 and put them all
you
over
know
town.
What? That's
until
a great
they tell
idea.
Us, until they tell us to take them down.
And you know, you can't even put them in your yard. There's like a big thing about putting them in your yard and your window for a certain amount of time. It was amazing.
Well, you know what it is we're living in the world's largest gated community here, and our CCRs are being run by a bunch of nasty elderly old people.
Wow, Carl.
You know, in pre-center, we can only paint our houses a certain color, and of course, you can't build it without having all the energy saving devices.
Right. Well, let's talk about the first Yaks that you was Bocelli.
Correct.
And that is always crowded every time, and the food. Okay, so are the special salads that you have, the chicken salads, are those recipes that y'all got together at the same time, the five of you, and said, okay, let's use my chicken salads, let's use my noodles, how did that happen?
Well, what we did, we have a conference room in the Bocelli Yaks, and we put out, it probably took us like 5 months just to get our dressings for our salads. We put them out, every ingredient on the table, and just add this, add that, and taste. And we would taste and taste and taste until that right taste came. And people think it's just like it's easy just to make salad dressing. But we did that before we made our like chocolate chip cookies, we probably made 1,000 cookies until we got it just right. I mean, every ingredient we have has a recipe and a standard. So when anyone makes it, they have to make it exactly how the standard says.
Oh, that's wonderful. And, you know, anybody who's ever been to the Bocelli Yaks, you know, and that's where I started.
Right.
I wasn't even living here, and that would be a place that I would meet. You could feel the passion and the colors in the room and the love in the room. And it's it seems to be like a kind of a favorite meeting place.
Well, when we designed Bocelli Yaks, we wanted it to be like Friends and Cheers, where everybody knows your name.
Yeah.
And that's kind of how we started it, and that's how it's ended up. It's wonderful. It's like everyone's family, and what's neat, our customers have met each other, so they're like all friends. They'll go over to someone's house. I mean, it's like a family.
Well, we work out at Adamson's Peak Performance,
yeah.
And that's always an easy way to just, you know, sweat it out at the gym, be exhausted, and then go over to Yaks.
Right.
Eat lots of calories.
We're going to take a break. When we come back, we're here with Carrie Fagan, who is one of the founders of YACS. And we're going to talk about what is coming up. Tell us what's next. What are we on the lookout for with that YACS, the little YAC on the corner of South and... Where's that?
South and Court.
Yeah, that little furry creature.
Right.
We're going to take a break here. Of course, this is 605-4567. We're taking your calls. This is KCNR 1460.
From the Fox Business Network, the most powerful name in business news, $20 billion. That's how much the big banks and Wall Street firms paid out in bonuses last year. According to New York State officials, that's a 17% increase from 2008. This was happening as the federal government pumped billions into these firms to keep them from collapsing. Most of that bailout money has since been paid back. Home prices on the rise in most major cities. The Standard & Poor's Case-Shiller Index for December shows a 0.3% increase, seasonally adjusted. Home prices up in 15 of the 20 cities they surveyed. Quarterly profit reports out for four big retailers today. Sears, which also owns Kmart, had its best quarter in 3 years. It was a happy Christmas season at Target. Profits up there by 54%. Macy's also managed to turn a profit despite lower sales, but earnings were down at Barnes & Noble. With the Fox Business Report, I'm Connell McShane.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe, asking questions for which there are no answers.
Yeah, thanks. Look, Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the name brand tires recommended for your vehicle, Michelin, Goodyear, Continental, with a low price guarantee. So why go anywhere else? Why?
We don't know, Mike.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Why go anywhere else for tires?
Again, Mike, we don't know. See a participating Ford or Lincoln Mercury dealership. Visit GenuineService.com or call 1-877-310-3673 for details through 12-31-10. Competitors ad required.
You about dinner tonight. What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah, in the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Confessions of...
34 films. Six shows. 3 days. Two locations. One Sundial Film Festival.
The Sundial Film Festival is about to launch, and you won't want to miss the show they have this year. They've expanded their horizons with the introduction of an international films category. Also new this year is a children's film festival with films designed to appeal to the young and the young at heart. And of course, they'll be featuring the works of local talented filmmakers from the state of Jefferson. Films will be showing in two locations, the Cascade Theater, and children's films will be shown at the Turtle Bay Museum. The festival has expanded this year to 3 days of entertainment, March 10th through the 13th. For more information and for online ticket sales, visit sundialfilmfestival.com. Don't miss it.
Yeah.
Wow, Carl can move.
Are you doing your push-ups? How about your sit-ups? How about just your feet down on the floor? KCNR 1460, this is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio. Time is 7:33 in the morning. Can you believe it is the 23rd?
Oh, my gosh.
And we're here with Carrie Fagan from YACS.
Hey, good morning.
Good morning. Okay, did you just make an announcement?
Okay, let's just do this. I've always wanted to go on an Alaskan cruise, but that's besides the point. If any of you guys, it's Hilltop YACS only through the drive-thru or go in, and it's one per customer. Go in and say, Carrie Fagan needs to go on an Alaskan cruise. You get a mocha for a dollar. And it'll be from now till 11 a.m.
Woo! Okay,
Carrie Fagan needs to go on an Alaskan cruise.
Let me make sure I'm correct in this information.
Right.
Hilltop only before 11 o'clock. Walk in, drive up, say Carrie Fagan needs to go on an Alaskan cruise, and you get a mocha, one per carload.
Right.
For
or
a buck.
One per person.
One per person.
One per person for a dollar.
Oh, okay. Just
How's
throw
that?
That out there. Yay! I like that.
Yeah,
see, that's very creative.
Let's do that.
All right, so now you guys, I think I saw a yak. I thought it was
a moose.
A moose. I'm sorry that I didn't really know the difference.
Right.
That was dancing on the corner the other day, and I thought I saw that yak holding a sign saying lunch, $5.
Yes, we have lunches, probably 14 lunches under $5. And what we're going to be doing with that yak, he's going to be going through town periodically at different places with these amazing lunch specials. I really want to get this car because we have two yaks and get him like a just married car, you know, get a convertible and get cans, like put it on behind the car and then them sitting in the thing and then they go around town.
I like it.
And then they can tell people what our specials are.
I think that's adorable. Now, who came up with the yak?
Well, you know, I'm not sure. We just knew we needed a mascot.
Okay.
So yak is a yak. You know, that's a yak.
Was marketing your specialty in college or school? Was this always something, a creative force that you've been involved in, like that?
The owners of yaks actually own their own advertisement agency.
Oh.
And they used to in Reno. And they came with a marketing kind of specialty. So they taught me everything I know, which is so amazing because it's been hands-on. And now it's amazing what I've learned. But you know our South Street yaks, Linda, what I want to do for people is, because we close it at 5 o'clock and we're closed on weekends, if anybody wants to use that for meetings, just call 355-1935 if you have like 10 or more. And we cater and stuff, and I'll probably waive the fee. I just like people in there because it's fun.
It's beautiful.
It's beautiful. And, you know, I'll work out some deal. But if anybody wants to rent it for a meeting or just go in there for meetings, like 10 people and over, just call.
Who does the fireplace?
Dan Ferresi. He used to own Ferresi's Deli in town. And a lot of people, I guess, know him. And he's such an amazing artist. He did every piece of that fireplace by hand, just with the little glass. And he's such an amazing artist. Amazing.
This is really something for you to see, is the fireplace. Okay, tell us about your other stores.
Okay, we have Hilltop. We call them party headquarters. Hilltop is party headquarters. Bocelli is family. South Street is like Carmel. Kind of what it seems like. South Street is like Carmel.
And you have one inside of Simpson College.
No, we closed that one.
Okay.
Yeah, no, it was good because the economy hit. The students didn't have any money. The cafeteria is right across the street. And we couldn't, because we home make everything, even our syrups we home make. So we couldn't lower, you know, a lot. But the partnership we had with Simpson was absolutely amazing.
So you call Hilltop your party place.
Yeah.
We frequent all three.
Right.
Well, you know, the president of Simpson's going to be on here next week, the week after. And it's, you know, and I went to the yaks there.
Right.
When I was going to school there. And it was always well attended. But you're right. You know, things are just getting tough.
Right.
Out there, and students don't have a lot of extra money.
Mm-hmm.
Not that it was that bad. But what's your plans now? What's the next thing you all are going to do?
You know, just rest sometimes. Sometimes we look at each other. We're sitting down contemplating and just kind of going over where we're at. And I think we're going to take a break for 6 months. And just, we'll still do our marketing, but just set and enjoy our three stores. And, we have 34 employees. So just working with them, enjoying our stores and our customers have been absolutely amazing. Absolutely amazing.
Well, that's why we wanted to have you on, Carrie, is because, you know, we've watched, I think, since the first store opened on Bocelli, and then, of course, then Hilltop, and then South Street. Or South Street and then Hilltop, right?
Right, right.
Okay. So you guys employ 34 people.
Right.
And that's just wonderful. Do we have a question?
Well, it does, but it's about signs. We can get that to after the break.
Okay.
When Carrie's finished.
But yeah, come in. Go to Hilltop today. Say Carrie Fagan needs an Alaskan cruise. And come get a mocha for $1. Hilltop only.
You know, we like to see businesses that have made it, not only made
right.
it, but then expanded. And we're you know, fully behind all the small businesses here in town and to make sure that they you know, their name stays out there.
It's been hard. I mean, the economy definitely hit us, too.
Well,
definitely hit us.
It has hit everybody. And
right.
That's why anything that we can do here on our station,
thank you.
We do.
So. We just
support your local business.
Yeah, support your local businesses. And we can make it. Breaks my heart when I go around town and I see businesses that close. I mean, I know how hard it is. So.
Well, thank you for being our guest. And if there's one thing that I will take away from today is how you started, how you all started, and how you all sold everything mm-hmm. and jumped in. I love that story because you put it all on the line. You put your money where your mouth is and whatever it took. I mean, I used to walk to work, ate beans.
sold our car, and we have scooters.
Oh, that's just
yeah. You know, I'm thinking about selling a truck and you getting a Segway from our house down here.
I want to get
I could
a Segway.
Do that.
That would be a Segway delivery service.
Yeah. Oh, that's
wouldn't that be great?
Yes.
Okay, we've got to take
a
break.
Thank you, guys.
Our guest has been Carrie Fagan from Yaks. And if you go to Hilltop Yaks today and say, Carrie Fagan needs an Alaskan cruise, you get a mocha for $1.
Right.
There you go.
All right.
Thanks a lot. You have a great day.
Thank
this is
you
Carl
guys.
And the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460 AM.
It's clear that proper sleep is about more than just feeling good in the morning. It's a key to optimum health and prosperity. After all, we spend one-third of our lives sleeping. Recharging for the other two-thirds, we spend working, playing, and living. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery in Reading, you can discover the incomparable Tempur-Pedic Swedish sleep system today and forever change the way you sleep starting tonight. Recommended by 25,000 medical professionals worldwide, this incredible mattress with a memory has the uncanny ability to conform to your unique shape and provide support to every point along the contour of your body. With several models to choose from, you can own the revolutionary Tempur-Pedic from Cresson's today and change the way you sleep forever. With zero down, zero interest, and zero payments for 12 full months, OAC, plus you always get free local delivery or bed frame and free haul off of your old bed. The rejuvenating sleep system you want and need is waiting for you at Cresson's. Reading's premier mattress and bedroom superstore with showrooms at 2355 Athens Avenue.
Whether you're 5 or 85, there is something for everyone at the annual NorCal Boat Sport and RV Show and Sale coming to the Shasta District Fairgrounds March 5th, 6th, and 7th, brought to you by Taylor Motors. It's acres of fun and entertainment for any and all sport lovers with boats, motorhomes, campers, trailers, guides, resorts, marinas, personal watercraft, wildlife art, fishing tackle, guns, auto accessories, camping, and RV accessories. All that's plus kids' trout fishing pond, retriever demonstrations, backcountry horsemen, fast spin demonstrations, Dutch oven and barbecue cook-off, hundreds of exhibits, exclusive show prices, houseboat giveaway, splash dogs, and Gunner the Clydesdale. Like I said, if you're a sport enthusiast of any kind, there is something for everyone to see and do, plus plenty of once-a-year sports show-only deals. The NorCal Productions Boat Sport and RV Show March 5th, 6th, and 7th, featuring the latest in sport and recreation at the Shasta District Fairgrounds, sponsored in part by Fox 20, The Record Searchlight, North Valley Bank, and Coors Light.
What are you going to do about dinner tonight? What are you in the mood for? A savory, mouth-watering, fork-tender filet mignon you can cut with a smile? A hot and juicy New York or top sirloin steak cooked to perfection? Deep-fried jumbo prawns? Tender ocean scallops? Crunchy, flavorful, golden brown southern fried chicken? All served with garlic bread, baked potato, or french fries, along with a big family-style bowl of tossed green salad with a homemade dressing of your choice? Yeah. In the mood? Well, then what you do about dinner tonight is do Jack's Grill, a Reading landmark for 70 years and serving the finest USDA choice meats aged and prepared to tasty perfection for an unforgettable dining experience. When you do Jack's, you do your best. Open Monday through Saturday for your dining pleasure. What are you doing for dinner tonight? Well, grab someone special and do your best. Do Jack's, 1743 California Street, Reading.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott, Our phone lines here are 605-4567. We're streaming at KCNR1460.com. Somebody called while we were on the show with Carrie Fagan from Yaks, and the question was, what about all those real estate and political signs? What is their superiority importance over small businesses? Well, you know, I don't know. You know, here's what Carrie said is that they should put 5,000 of the signs out about, what's a downtown Yak or whatever that is. And every time, then the city would call her up and say, that's illegal. We found five more. You know, they're just probably jumping up like mushrooms. That's what I was saying. Well, maybe we should put like 1,000 signs out and then pick them up after they catch us and tell us not to do that. CCNRs. You know, here's the danger, you know, of this, you know, and this has got me off on another little rant here. And the fact is that.
Oh, no.
Oh, no, really. I mean, I was thinking about it. You know, something Bob said, you know, Bob throws out things, is that there's getting to be so many rules here. It is almost like CCNRs. I mean, you're living in a gated community. How many times have you been in some place that had these CCNRs? If you don't keep, you can't paint the door of your house any color except one they approve. Your grass has got to be a certain length. Your bushes have got to be this. Your windows have got to be this. Your backyard's got to be like this. I mean, it's ridiculous, yet you sign up for that when you move into that community. And the people that get on these, and I'll tell you right now, my son-in-law, the U.S. Marshal, fought to get on the board for the CCNRs. And he said the reason he did it was that he bought his house in this community, and he wanted to make sure the community stayed, you know, fresh and it looked good. He said people with a broken window, he says something like a broken window, one broken window in a neighborhood.
Or how about putting your bikes out on your balcony?
It tears it down. Okay, now I understand about broken windows and stuff, but my God bless him. You know, he's going after some things. I just sit there and I said, you know, he says, no rules. We got the rules. Now, here's the problem is, you're right. Okay, somebody puts a bicycle up on their balcony.
Or gym equipment.
Or, you know, or something like that. No, let's just say a bicycle, and people go berserk. If you park your car in front of your house, not in your driveway, but just in front of your house, you get this nasty letter, and then they start fining you. And if you don't pay the fines, then they can put a lien on your house. What the heck is that? Oh, yeah, and about, of course, the most famous one here in the last couple of months was a Medal of Honor winner back on the East Coast, I think it was in Virginia, put a 20-foot pole up so he could fly an American flag every day. He's almost 90 years old, a Medal of Honor winner, fought in three different wars. The Homeowners Association threatened him if he didn't take down that flag.
Now, that went national. I wonder what happened with that.
Oh, I'll tell you exactly what happened. The Homeowners Association had a second thought.
Yeah.
You know, when you had United States senators starting to weigh in there on it, as it should be. But here's the problem is that, you know, nanny government is getting into our business. How much do you want to bet that with all the new rules that when you want to build a house here in the future, it's got to be built a certain way? It's got to have so much of the green technology in it, and if it doesn't, you're not going to be able to get a loan. It's not going to pass inspection.
Okay, let's talk about something that was brought up. It's kind of a classic cafe.
Okay.
And Bridge Bucks.
Okay, that's kind of along the same lines. Classic Cafe with the two ladies down there, one of our favorite places. I mean, it's a great place. If you've never been down there, it's on Athens.
Complete veteran-friendly.
Veterans-friendly. These ladies support all the organizations. They've got go in there just to see the photos they have on their walls. It's beautiful. Well, I tell you what, when the bridge started, it destroyed their business. And they offered up these, Bridge Bucks? The city came up with Bridge Bucks.
This was an invention by the city.
Well, you know, the invention by the city, right? This is the same city that built Stillwater.
How many people actually use the Bridge Bucks?
I used them once or twice for the car wash.
Yeah, the car wash.
The car wash, which, by the way, why is a car wash $22 in Redding and $12 in San Diego? Explain this to me.
Why
are the prices here that much more? You know, I mean, seriously, I mean, you look at what the prices are in San Diego and some of the places in Southern California, and you compare them to the prices up here. There's not a big difference, my friends.
Do you think it's because of having illegal work?
Yes. Oh, the labor down? Yeah, of course. You know, but that's a whole other subject. Is, you know what? Here's a question you need to ask every one of the people that are running for office: are you planning on closing the border and throwing the illegals out of this country. And if you're not, get off the ticket. Because, let me tell you, I've had it. When is it going to be enough?
Well, here was the thing about BridgeBucks, Carl, was that the $5 or 10% or whatever it was came out of the merchant's till. It was not provided by the city. It was not provided by any promotional agency. That came right out of the merchant's profit line.
Well, that makes it even stupider. But that's something else the city came up with, you know, another burst of brilliance there. Okay, you know, here's everyone, like we, Pete Stiglitz was on Friday and said, Pete, and somebody asked him, Pete, what do you feel about the illegal aliens? I mean, he came on strong with this, including to the point of deportation. You know, here's what I believe. You know, as long as we're on this, it's enough. It's enough, my friends. Close the borders. If you want to immigrate to this country, do it legally. I've got friends that have done it. Do I want to shut down immigration? No, not at all. Legal immigration. But why do we continue to have people running across the border? And what are anchor babies? Whose idea was this? That you can come across, you can be here illegally, a criminal, and you have a baby, and that baby is now a citizen of the United States. Whose great idea was that? Oh, no, this was, comes back from, you know, hundreds of years ago. Well, guess what? Maybe it's time to change. Carl and DeBott, Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
You can't just hang your sign and expect customers to beat a path to your door. I'm Jennifer Haynes, Director of Marketing for NorCal Presort, your business mailroom. Our lives today are crazy busy. Most of us have a stack of deals we want to take advantage of, but time slips away from us and all of a sudden a month or two has passed by. We need reminders. There is no better reminder that is more personal or involving than direct mail. People look at their mail almost every day, but you can't send an offer once and expect us to respond. We need to be reminded of who you are and what you have to offer. Reach the correct people with the correct message at least 3 times, and they will shop in your business. NorCal Presort will take the frustration and hassle out of getting customers in your door, and you will pay less for postage. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. Reach your customers and save money today at NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
If you're looking for natural remedies for your health problems, look no further. East Earth Tradewinds, Reading's most complete herb store, has hundreds of Chinese herbs, books, essential oils, and more. You can also make appointments for acupuncture treatment or oriental therapeutic massage. We're open Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 4:30 p.m. Visit us at 144 Hartnell Avenue in the south end of the Raley's Cobblestone Shopping Center. That's East Earth Tradewinds, 144 Hartnell Avenue in Reading.
Bob is laughing.
What?
Don't even get me going. This was the song I requested every time I walked into Jubilation. Has anybody ever been to Vegas?
Jubilation
was the disco in Vegas, baby.
But he was also the that general from that movie, The Rabner, Jubilation T. Corn Pone.
Well, this is a different kind of jubilation. This was total. I got to tell you, and I always requested that song.
Did they play it?
Yes, that was my song. I love that whole Michael Jackson album.
Is that why you're dancing around here? So.
Well, I don't think I'm sitting down. You guys were dancing, but Bob was throwing his head back.
That's Bob's idea of dancing.
We wanted to go see Jubilee while we were down where the headdress weighs 30 pounds and the rest of the costume fits in a teacup.
Okay. Well, I've worked alongside those girls, too. Anyway, the weather today, rainy, going to be 90% of rain today, high of 48, low of 40 tonight, 100% chance of rain. And east, southwest, and between 3 and 7 miles per hour is the wind. Weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards. I think we need to take a little Harley ride out there. If we have any kind of clearing, it would be nice to go out to Anselmo's. What a beautiful drive it is. Just 15 miles outside of Palisadro. Yeah, in a wonderful escape.
Place. It's a great place to ride. I just hope the weather holds so I can pick up the bike this morning.
Oh, well, you can ride.
Yeah, I've ridden in rains before.
Yeah. Didn't you go to Sturgis one time and the whole time it rained?
12 days.
I want to read something that was sent to me on the Internet. That I opened this morning, that it just might be just a little morsel of information that you may want to know. It says, after your meal, this is about heart attacks. The Chinese and Japanese drink hot tea with their meals, not cold water. Maybe it's time we adopt their drinking habits while eating. For those who like to drink cold water, this article is applicable to you. It's nice to have a cup of cold drink after a meal. However, the cold water will solidify the oily stuff that you have just consumed. It will slow down the digestion. Once the sludge reacts with the acid, it will break down and be absorbed by the intestine faster than the solid food. Now, Bob's over there laughing because of sludge and all these words, but think about this. It will line the intestine very soon. This will turn into fats and lead to cancer. It is best to drink hot soup and warm water after a meal. I don't know. It's just positive thought.
Well, you know what? If we do everything we're supposed to, we'll be 133 years old. And then, you know, but what can you still ride the Harley? Are you just sitting out there in the sun and people come by every year or so and make sure you're, you know, alive?
But it also says that you should know that not every heart attack symptom is going to be left arm hurting. It could be pain in the jawline, and you may never have the first chest pain during the course of a heart attack. Nausea and intense sweating are also common symptoms. 60% of people who have heart attacks while they are asleep do not wake up, obviously. Pain in the jaw can wake you from a sound sleep. Let's be careful and be aware. And the more we know, the better chance we have to survive.
So it doesn't have to be a pain in the left arm. It could be a pain in the jaw. Thank God it's not a pain in the butt.
Or sweating.
I would have had multiple ones in the last 3 months. Okay. You know what? I hope you're having as good a time today as we are.
Covering a lot of ground here.
Yeah, we are. You know,
we have a very special guest the next hour.
That's right. We have the Shasta County Assessor. She's going to be on Leslie Morgan. She's standing here. She's ready to rock. And we're going to take a quick break first, so we can get another cup of coffee and run around here. You know, when I was going a little bit of rant about that, it's, you know, there's something else too. Okay, there's a birthday celebration coming up, everybody. That's right, a birthday celebration on February 27th. There's going to be an anniversary. I guess it'd be an anniversary, and I don't expect President Obama will be having them at the White House. That's right. February 27th marks the anniversary of the Tea Party movement. And the Tea Party movement has had an impact on politics. And the funny thing is that when it first started, the amount of vitriol and the amount of just nastiness that flowed from the left and MSNBC and all this and the names they call people was amazing. But our first one was when we were approached on it last year about the Tea Party movement, Greg Mann, and when he said this is what, you know, he explained what it was. And then we told him, well, you know, that sounds like a good idea, Greg, but, you know, you need something like a website or something. He comes back the next week with a website. We had him on the show. And this was, again, in February, and on April 15th, tax day, about 3,000 people walked across the Sundial Bridge. And if you think about that, in the city of Reading, to have close to 3,000 people get together for anything is great. And, of course, you know, the paper counted it at a couple hundred, and then they rescinded that later, of course. But here's the thing is, February 27th, the anniversary of the birth of the Tea Party movement. Now we'll be talking more about that this week. Carl and the Bot, Free Fire Radio, KCNR, 1460 AM.
This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.
Fox News Radio, I'm Dave Anthony. It's not an enviable position. Toyota's U.S. president about to be questioned over and over and over about the automaker's safety, starting 2 days of Toyota hearings. Fox News Radio's Chris Barnes, live in Washington.
And Dave, Toyota's James Lentz just said this as he arrived for the hearing.
We really appreciate this opportunity to meet with Congress.
Before he testifies, though, to the House subcommittee, a Tennessee woman will describe an unintended acceleration scare with her then brand new Lexus in 2006, which Rhonda Smith has claimed the company ignored. Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood and the head of the National Highway Traffic Safety Administration will also appear, as some suggest. The government was also slow to respond to reports of such problems, Dave.
Chris, the Supreme Court's okayed Florida's version of the Miranda rights warning, despite complaints it wasn't clear a suspect could have a lawyer present during questioning. What's happened on vacation has them sick to their stomachs. Hundreds of passengers fall ill on a Caribbean cruise. Fox News Radio's Evan Brown has more on this live.
Oh, Dave, there's some sort of stomach bug going around on board the Celebrity Mercury. 419 passengers out of more than 1,800 are sick. 27 crew members are sick, too. And while they all seem to be doing well with the non-prescription medicine they're getting on board, they called in for extra help. A doctor and two nurses joined the vessel when it stopped in Puerto Rico. Now, the crew is now giving the ship a good cleaning, Dave.
Evan, times are better on Wall Street. Bonuses after all the bank bailouts up 17% last year, and profits for securities firms nearly three times bigger than a previous record.
There's some good news in that for New York State from a revenue perspective, but it is a bitter pill for New Yorkers to accept. There are many people still unemployed.
New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Now, the Dow is down about 60 points. As we're more pessimistic about the economy, consumer confidence took a sharp drop here in February. The Conference Board blaming more worry about the job market in its survey's big decline. This is Fox News Radio. Fair and balanced.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service presents Mike Rowe talking about the right time to have your vehicle serviced.
Oh, I don't know. I guess now would be good.
Now, California Ford and Lincoln Mercury dealerships have the Works Fuel Saver package. Oil change, tire rotation, multi-point inspection, and more. Just $29.95 or less after $10 rebate.
So then, right now.
Ford and Lincoln Mercury Service. Up to 5 quarts oil, taxes, diesel, and disposal fees extra. See participating dealership or mail-in rebate details through 32710.
Just tell me, is it now?
It's now, Mike.
If you're a contractor, 4 of the most beautiful words you can hear are, "I like your quote." To help you hear that more often, the Home Depot has lowered prices throughout the store on items pros use the most. Right now, instantly save $50 to $250 when you spend $500 or more on any in-stock bathroom products. Savings like that can then lead to the 4 best words of all. You got the job. More saving, more doing. That's the power of the Home Depot. Through February 28th, U.S. only. See store for details.
He's back from the reportedly dead. A terror leader in Yemen is now boasting about Al-Qaeda's strength in that part of the world as the reports come out that he's alive.
Qasem al-Raimi, the military commander for Al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula, was quoted in an article on an extremist website saying, "We will blow up the earth from beneath your feet." Al-Raimi was among 6 Al-Qaeda members that the Yemeni government claimed it killed in airstrikes in January. He's the second to have emerged alive. U.S. intelligence officials say the Al-Qaeda group in Yemen is emerging as the strongest terror cell, second only to the Al-Qaeda group based in the Pakistan-Afghanistan border region. Courtney Keeley, Fox News Radio.
Former Detroit Mayor Kwame Kilpatrick, who resigned in a sex scandal, ordered to return to court Friday for a probation violation for failing to make a $79,000 restitution payment as part of his obstruction of justice guilty plea. But his lawyer says,
if you don't have the money and you can't make the payment, you can't be held liable for doing something which is beyond your ability to do.
But a judge has ruled that Kilpatrick is not being honest about his finances. At the Olympics, it's the big event of the 2 weeks. Women's figure skating in the spotlight tonight. Fox News Radio's Jeff Manasso live in Vancouver.
And Dave, it is the ladies' turn tonight in figure skating as American 17-year-old Rachel Flatt and 16-year-old Mirai Nagasu compete in the short program.
We can just go in there with a blank mind and just attack out there and have fun.
And can Bodie Miller win a fourth medal at Whistler? He's a favorite in today's giant slalom event, and he could be the first man to win four alpine skiing medals at one Olympics. And the gold medal game in women's hockey, Dave, is set. It's Team USA versus Canada Thursday night.
And Jeff, Team USA's men's team will be watching Switzerland and Belarus today. They'll play the winner of that game in the quarters. I'm Dave Anthony, Fox News Radio.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR, 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Hey, we're streaming on KCNR1460.com. Okay, I've had just the second cup of coffee. Probably wasn't needed this morning.
Today, rain, mainly after 10 a.m., high near 48, light and variable wind. Chance of precipitation is 90%. Tonight, rain, low around 40. East-southeast wind between 3 and 7 miles per hour. Chance of precipitation is 100%. So, rain.
We're talking some serious snow this week. We're talking over 2 feet.
I don't know.
Of snow.
I just keep saying bring it on. I think
I don't want it to be brought on until after 9:40.
After you pick up your Harley
and
from
get it back as fast as I can drive it back, because you know, Bo and the guys at Rockies, they also kind of clean your bike up and wipe it off.
So you didn't bring back any. You didn't bring any rain gear with you this morning.
You know, I kind of noticed that too. So I'm just. Well, I've got a jacket, and then I will just.
Ooh.
Well, you know, if you drive fast, you not only does the rain hit you, it dries off real quick too.
By the way, the weather's always brought to you by Anselmo Vineyards.
That's true. Okay.
Okay, we've got something and someone. We've got a lot of stuff we're going to cover here this
right.
hour. Always taking your call, 605-4567, and your emails. You can email us, Linda, at KCNR1460.com, and I'll be taking your emails while we have our next interview. We're very excited about having this guest here this morning.
Leslie.
Good morning.
Leslie Morgan, our county assessor.
Assessor recorder. County assessor recorder.
Okay, so, that's the proper term, assessor recorder.
There's now, two departments.
Right. Now, before we before we get into the, election and all that, let's hear something about you. Tell us, where you're from, what's your background here?
Well, I'll start in the beginning, I guess. I was born at Mercy Hospital, born and raised right here in Shasta County. I am married to John Morgan. We live out in Happy Valley. We have two children, Larissa and Gavin. They go out to the Happy Valley Elementary School. Spent my life here out at Bella Vista, Central Valley, graduated from Enterprise. While I was at Enterprise, I enjoyed participating in Future Business Leaders of America. That was a wonderful program to go through, get exposure, traveling, being in the business environment. Went to Chico State, got a degree in business administration with an option in accounting. I loved the numbers. Shortly after graduating, started in the assessor's office as an auditor appraiser in 1995. Been there ever since. So 14 years later, here I am with you guys here this morning.
You are the assessor recorder.
I am the assessor recorder.
So you are a homegrown. You've been here your whole life. You went to school in Chico.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's great.
Yep.
So it's not like you were imported in for this job.
Oh, no. It's very dear to my heart, especially when you're dealing with people's home assessments. You know, these are, whether or not I know them personally, they're my friends, families, and neighbors. You know, I there's just too much connection to every member of this community to not feel a sort of personal responsibility to get the assessments right.
Now, we have people who are driving on their way to school and to their place of business. The kids are in the car, people are in the car, might not know exactly the terminology of the title of your work, assessor recorder. What is it that you do?
Okay, there's two departments. Beginning in the recorder's office, what we do is we record for archival purposes, in essence, the tracking of title land ownership. So we record deeds, review them for the recording requirements. We also record such items like birth certificates, marriage certificates, death certificates. So it's all about an archival sense of documentation of records. On the assessor's side, we then process those deeds, all those transfers, and we are responsible for assessed value of homes. And what that means is the property taxes that you pay when you own a home, those bills come out in November. As of each lien date, January 1st, we are required to set an assessment roll. What happened is in 1978, a Proposition 13 passed, and what that said is that prior to that, people's home values were changing rapidly because they were being adjusted to the current market. And so what Prop 13 did is it established a base year valuation so that your home value could go up by no more than 2% per year. That gave you the protection of having an understanding of what your bill is going to be from one year to the next. So my department tracks that information. We ensure that nobody's values are going up too rapidly, only by change of ownership, new construction. And we set the values not only for homes, but for businesses, personal property, boats, aircraft, possessory interest assessments, many different items within the office.
Well, we don't have too much of a problem right now with those prices going way up too fast right now.
No.
We've got to take a quick break here. This is Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Leslie Morgan, who is the assessor recorder for Shasta County. Our phone lines here are 605-4567 if you have a question for the assessor recorder. Join us after these messages.
With the cold winds of winter blowing, it's hard to believe that spring is just around the corner. Is your home and office warm? Will they be cool this summer? If not, give us a call at Timberline Heating and Air. We're your Carrier heating and cooling experts, and we can install a new, more efficient HVAC unit in your home or office for much less than you might expect. And with tax credits and local utility rebates, at Timberline, we offer total savings up to $3,700. As your local factory authorized Carrier dealer, who better to call for an estimate on a new Carrier system to save you hundreds of dollars in future energy costs? Whether you need a new comfort system or a system checkup and repair, give Timberline a call for a complete and honest estimate on the Carrier system that will pay for itself in year-round utility savings and provide you with a 10-year parts warranty. That's the best parts warranty in the industry. Call 221-2222 or visit us online at TimberlineHVAC.com. We've been around longer, we work harder with the best value, we have the best warranty, and nobody does heating and air conditioning better. Stay warm this winter and cool next summer with a Carrier unit when you turn to the experts at Timberline Heating and Air. 221-2222.
You know, every morning when I wake up, I'm a happy little camper since I purchased my Natura all-organic latex mattress from Cresson's Mattress Gallery. No more aching back, no more tossing and turning, all because Natura and Mother Nature have mastered the art of combining comfort and durability by bringing together latex, wool, cotton, and bamboo to give a great night's sleep every night. Let Steve or Sonny show you a mattress that'll give you that same blissful sleep. I promise you, you won't be sorry. At Cresson's Mattress Gallery, you always receive 1 year same as cash, OAC, free local delivery or free bed frame, and those nice guys will haul away your old mattress for free. Cresson's have a huge in-stock inventory of adjustable beds, conventional latex beds, and chemical-free organic beds to choose from. So you can purchase your new mattress today and sleep like a baby tonight. Take it from me, you'll be a happy camper too. Locally owned since 1994, Cresson's Mattress Gallery, Redding's exclusive Natura mattress dealer, 2355 Athens Avenue, next to Lazy Boy Furniture.
Tobacco and Brew is the place to visit when you're looking for that unique cigar or special cup of brewed coffee. The women that work at Tobacco and Brew are well-versed in their expertise, whether helping you choose the right cigar, tobacco accessory, or making that soy latte with no foam drink. Additionally, there is now a well-appointed room to enjoy your coffee, use your computer with the free Wi-Fi, or have a meeting with your friends or organization. Tobacco and Brew, located at 2143 Hilltop Drive. So much more than just a great tobacco shop.
Steve Lafferty will be hosting a journey to guide you as a listener to examine your stories, the stories you narrate in your mind about everything you do, the stories you tell yourself about the words and actions of others.
You have been taught to dream your life. You dream your life through your beliefs, but these beliefs are not your choosing. Discover how to shift those dreams from the ones that have been offered to you to the dreams that you long to experience. Come join me Sunday evenings at 9 for Dream Shifting, brought to you by the Northern California School of Theta Healing, thetaspirit.com.
What are you looking at?
Oh, yeah. I think my mic is up. It is.
Wait, don't do anything yet.
I gotta hear this. Strike the pose.
Well, I think that's 5 minutes into it.
That's right. It's a runway. Good morning. It's Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Our guest.
I was waiting for Strike the Pose. Well, Strike the Pose.
Like 5 minutes into it. Our guest is Leslie Morgan, Shasta County Assessor Recorder. One of the things we were talking about when we left was Proposition 13, how you would protect people from having their values raised too quickly. Now, one of the other things that you do is you also drop the amount of money or drop the assessment on homes too.
Exactly. And it's kind of a unique balance because what Proposition 13 did was it gave all those protections of your value not increasing too dramatically. However, for those homes where individuals purchased during the increase in the market that we experienced recently and then the peak before the drop, essentially what happens is Proposition 8 was passed at the same time. And what it said is, in recognition that this kind of a situation can happen, said that when a market drops, and the market value is now less than what your Prop 13 value is. So if you're imagining a straight line increasing upward from a purchase price, and then a kind of radical bell curve almost situation with the market value, what happens is when the market value is less than the factored base year value, then we are required to enroll the lesser of the two. You're always entitled to have the lesser of the two. So if it's still the base year value, so for some of these homeowners, their factored base year value is still the lesser amount. So if you purchased in 1980, even going back to, you know, mid-90s, there's a lot of homes that still are protected by that Prop 13 value. However, this year, interestingly enough, what happened was 2 years ago, we were looking at the transactions that took place back to January 1st, 2005. So we looked at about 15,000 records. We enrolled about 5,500 reductions because we were trying to get that peak of the curve reduced down to the current market value, which was now less than what they purchased their home for. Last year, we went back to January 1st, 2003. We looked at a little over 32,000 sales, which equals just under 30,000 actual property records. We have 95,000 property records in the office. And we were able to reduce 16,400 of those properties. So in other words, that's how many homes the purchase price adjusted by the factored base year value was now greater than the current market value of that home.
Now, we fell into that, by the way.
Did you?
Yes. And our assessment went down.
Mm-hmm. Did you ask for that adjustment?
Yeah, we walked in the office.
Well, the first time we did, we said, you know what? You know, we bought this home at a pretty expensive place, and, you know, it's crashed.
Mm-hmm.
And the lady there said, we know we're in the process of looking at these, but then she took our names and everything, and we did. It was reduced, and I think it was even reduced again this past year.
Yes.
Because we bought way up there at that high point, and I think that's sketchy. Now, one of the things that was in the news today is that the housing prices have risen for the seventh straight month. Except in Shasta County, where they dropped again.
Well, Shasta tends to follow the rest of the state anyway. Much like when the decline first happened, we were hearing about Sacramento, Sonoma, a lot of these other counties. When here in Shasta County, what we were doing was we were leveling off before our drop in values. That's why for us, a few of the counties, a handful of them, began their adjustments for the January 1, 2007 lien date. In Shasta County, because that evidence of a decline was beginning to be experienced around June, July-ish of 2007, it's beyond our 90 days after that January 1st lien date. So we then had to kind of gear up for adjusting our roll come January 1st, 2008, because we can only go so far when we're using those comparable sales.
Okay. How much money would you say has been, what's the difference between 2 years ago in the home assessments and the taxes, the property taxes, and now?
What I did is I did a comparable analysis of what would have been billed. In other words, the tax dollars our citizens would have written in checks to the tax collector for the values of their homes. The difference between those two numbers in dollars out of your pocket was $12.5 million last year. That's quite a stimulus plan in one sense, because that's $12.5 million that stays right here in the county because you can keep it in your pockets to spend. If it goes to the state, when it goes to the state, we get approximately 13 cents on the dollar back towards our general fund. And that is, again, quite an impact to the county. However, my responsibility is assessed value and making sure that gets done accurately and appropriately, and that is to the benefit of the taxpayers in this situation, and unfortunately a reality that the county has to adjust in their budgets.
Tell us what happens in a typical day in your office.
Well, it can start anywhere from the means of something like this. I do many different, you know, talks at genealogical associations, land title associations, meetings with title companies, any of those kind of outside arenas where I might be asked to speak with a group, leadership ready. There's so many opportunities for that. But most of the time I'm in the office. I'm in the office. I begin my day starting to look over kind of production reports, where we're at with mapping concerns. There might be a number of concerns coming to me over the counter. It could be a document that's been presented that we might need to get with county council on. When I'm doing some of that information, I'm usually researching the document so that I can present it and have that discussion with county council. It might be reviewing some of our appeals and what numbers are going on there. It might be contacting the state board on any particular situation, reviewing what's going on in the office with where we might need to implement. Could we prepare a letter to better correspond with the taxpayer in this situation? Should we have better documentation at the counter on the recorder side about our preliminary change of ownership? Any of those things can be part of a typical day.
Great. Our guest is Leslie Morgan. Give us a call, 605-4567, after these messages.
Welcome to Five Star Bank, where we take a professional, progressive, and personal approach to every relationship. Whether you partner with us through our small business banking program, open a Capital Green savings account, or secure a home loan through our mortgage division, you'll find that Five Star Bank genuinely cares about you. Really, it's all about relationships, and we would like to get to know you better. Come on into our office at 358 Hartnell Avenue, or visit us online at fivestarbank.com. Professional, progressive, and personal. Five Star Bank, member FDIC, equal housing lender.
If you're a diabetic Medicare Part B patient, you know how frustrating it can be receiving your supplies from a large mail order company. The supplies you get may be the wrong ones. They may be delayed for some reason, or they may not arrive at all. And when you call with questions about your order, you can seldom talk with a live person. Well, here's great news. Owens Healthcare can now help you with your Medicare diabetic supplies. We're local, reliable, and you can talk with a real person. Enjoy the convenience of receiving your supplies directly from our diabetic experts at Owens Healthcare on Court Street, downtown Reading, or have them delivered right to your door. We will automatically call you when your supplies are low so you won't run out. And we'll bill your Medicare Part B insurance as well as any supplemental insurance you may have, resulting in no out-of-pocket expense to you. Now, really, can you get that kind of service from a mail order company? Call today and have your supplies to you tomorrow. Owens Healthcare, making your life easier.
Boomer Tech Radio, the program that keeps you up to date on what's happening in home entertainment, personal electronics, communications, and emerging products that will affect how you work and play in the 21st century. You're invited to join in the conversation by email, instant message, or even the good old telephone. We'll try to answer your technical questions, and if we don't know, we'll find someone who does. Join us, Bob and Brenda Belongi, every Saturday from noon to 1 for Boomer Tech Radio on KCNR, clearly News Talk Radio.
In today's economy, business owners share two common goals: to do things better and do them cheaper. In their overwhelming need to do more for less, their solution, cheaper, is the lowest price. Discovering after the fact, cheaper comes at the expense of quality and results. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom, works with trusted local printers to ensure you the lowest possible price and maintain the highest quality to get you results. This is why Reading Printing works with NorCal Presort.
Hi, this is Ken Peterson of the Reading Printing Company. We've been in printing for over 73 years, making us one of the most relied on printing companies in the area. Our customers come to use us because they know they will get quality workmanship every time. NorCal Presort handles our mailings because they get it done right every time.
Reading Printing and NorCal Presort, two local businesses you can rely on to get you results affordably. Stop by NorCal Presort at 835 Industrial, just off Hilltop, or call me at 221-6895. NorCal Presort, your business mailroom.
Redding. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460. It's 8:24 in the morning. Can you believe it's almost the end of February? Ring the bell?
Ringing the bell for the end of February. Is it raining out there yet?
Oh, let's not even go there with the end of February. I'm not even ready. What happened? It was like a blip.
It happens when you work 6 or 7 days a week, 12 hours, 15 hours a day.
Hey, let's go to the phones. Our guest today is Leslie Morgan, and we're going to be taking calls 605-4567. Good morning, John. You're on KCNR.
Good morning, Linda. Carl.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Ms. Morgan.
Yes.
How are you this morning?
Wonderful. How are you?
Great. I have two questions I'd like to ask you.
Okay.
First of all, is there a routine assessment cycle for properties in the county? I mean, do you routinely go over them year by year and automatically reassess their value?
No. The closest thing to that would be in with personal properties, such as with business personal property. They are required to be reassessed every year. So our businesses in the community and boats, et cetera, they all do get revalued every year. With real property, you can only adjust, do a reassessment at change of ownership or new construction. And if it is new construction, you only reassess for that portion, which is the new construction, and you add that new base year value to the prior base year value. Other than that, the only time you look at it is when you're in a situation like we are now, where you might be comparing the factored base year value, which you aren't reassessing, to a comparable current market value. And if the current market value is less, you don't necessarily adjust the factored base year value of a home, but you do enroll the lesser of the two so that the taxpayer experiences that.
Okay. That leads me to the second question.
Okay.
Okay. There's a thing called a calamity reassessment.
Correct.
And that refers to a natural disaster or a calamity that damages your property.
Correct.
Okay. Is this Great Recession we're in considered a natural disaster, because it certainly does negatively impact the or damage the value of the property?
Well, a calamity is typically a, again, that natural disaster that's out of your control. The reality of where your question's kind of directed, I think, is already covered within the Prop 8 reduction, because we do adjust for those valuations based on the current market value, which would be the equivalent to what we would do with a calamity adjustment. For example, if somebody experiences a fire and their house burns down, what we do is we take that factored base year value, we remove it from the roll during the time in which you're waiting to rebuild a home, and when that home was rebuilt to that like type of, you know, replacing the same three-bedroom, two-bath, even though it's a much better quality, a much newer home, you still get to experience that prior factored base year value. So if it was a 1980 home and you lost it in a fire this last year, even though you're rebuilding now, you get to carry forward that factored base year value. Different than where we are with the Prop 8 reduction compared to a factored base year value that's been carrying along, we reduce it during the time in which the reduction is for the current market value. Once the current market value, if and when it does ever climb back beyond your factored base year value, which we've continued to track in the background, your assessment then goes back up to that protected number under your factored base year and won't increase up beyond with the current market value.
Excellent.
Lots of information there, huh, John?
Yes, it is. And I just want one last thing, and then I'm going to get off. I appreciate your information, and you seem very well informed, Leslie.
Thank you.
Has your appeal process increased the activity over the past year enormously, or just average, or do you have figures on that?
Yes, I do have figures on it. Essentially, our appeal process here in Shasta County, I'm very proud of the fact that we do not have a lot of them. We're one of the only counties where we meet 1 week a month, 1 week a year, we cover our appeals in about 3 days. And for example, last year we had just over 240 appeals filed. Now what happens is, because of the timing of the bills, appeals must be filed before November 30th. At some point, if we're concerned that because of the numbers of calls coming in, we begin to encourage people to file the appeal to protect that administrative right. We continue then to work with them, and if we can come to an agreement, many of those appeals are withdrawn, and that's exactly what we experience here. Last year, we ended up presented to the board. Now, it could be a 10% penalty for a business could be an aircraft, or it could be a real property file. I believe we had about 16 single-family residents that we actually presented in our appeals board. And when you're considering we reduced 16,400, did just over 500 roll corrections after we completed the roll, that's pretty incredible. And this year we have just over 250 appeals filed. We've got 80 or 90 withdrawn already, and we're still working on them, and we expect to be similar to last year's numbers.
Impressive. Can you just give me one more little figure here, and I'm going to bail. What percentage of the tax base has been reduced because of this recession?
It was just over 17% of our parcel count was reduced last year when we looked at those sales. The 16,400 is just over 17% of our base. And when you consider the region, it is consistent with our Shasta County layout.
Thanks for all your information.
You're welcome.
Thank you, John, for your
Bye,
phone
guys.
Call. Yeah. Well, we're going to take a quick break here. Break for the news, and then we'll come back, and we're going to talk about...
Our guest is Leslie Morgan.
Yeah, we're going to talk about elections and things that Leslie wants to accomplish this year. This is Carl and Linda Bach. Free Fire Radio. Phone lines here are 605-4567. Join us after the news.
Fox News Radio, I'm Lori London. Car troubles on Capitol Hill as Toyota's U.S. Chief James Lentz gets grilled on recent recalls.
We really appreciate this opportunity to meet with Congress.
And Transportation Secretary Ray LaHood will appear, as some suggest the government was also slow to respond. This as the company races to repair its reputation.
Calling the past several months humbling, Toyota President Akio Toyoda is promising fundamental changes in the way the company does business. In a letter to the editor in the Wall Street Journal, Toyota admits that the company did not listen carefully to its customers.
Fox Radio's Mike Makowicz in Washington. Despite bailouts, Wall Street executive bonuses were up 17% last year.
Money's been cheap, and they've benefited from that. In terms of the bonus pool, we see that it's still down from what the 07-06 numbers were by about 30%.
New York State Comptroller Tom DiNapoli. Fox News. We report, you decide.
Hi, Joe Adamson with Adamson's Peak Performance. Ladies, how are you fitting into your favorite pair of jeans? At Adamson's Peak Performance, we've got fitness solutions, including personal training, small group personal training, the Take Shape for Life nutrition and weight loss program, and now the Skinny Jeans Women's Boot Camp program. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006. Get the details, get in the program, and get back into those jeans. Call Adamson's Peak Performance at 221-8006.
Hey, it's me, your piggy bank. Remember when you were a little kid? All the dimes and quarters in my back. Yeah, that was good times. Good times. Now, lately, I gotta be honest, you've been ignoring me. Money's been slipping through your hands like a greased pig. Get it? Because I'm a... Anyway, I know how it is. Now that you get a real paycheck, it's nice to have stuff. You'll start saving money next year. Well, I hate to tell you, but good saving habits start now. Put just $20 in the bank a month. Make your own coffee at home instead of that latte every morning. Brown bag it to work instead of ordering in. Those changes alone could save you thousands of dollars a year. Come on, I'm your piggy bank. We can be together again, me and you, the special times. Anyway, if you don't want me to cry anymore, feed me. Go to feedthepig.org for more ideas on how to save. Feedthepig.org. This message brought to you by the American Institute of Certified Public Accountants and the Ad Council.
Do you wake up feeling like you need a few more hours of sleep? Do you have difficulty with memory and concentration? Do you snore loudly? Do you have morning or night headaches? These are just a few of the symptoms of sleep apnea, a condition in which breathing stops during sleep. Some apnea sufferers wake up gasping for air. Others just awake in the morning feeling unrested. Sleep apnea is considered a serious medical condition and should be treated to reduce the risk of many complications, such as high blood pressure or stroke. Join Dr. Shadan and Advanced Sleep Diagnostics for a seminar about sleep apnea and other sleep disorders, sponsored by Owens Healthcare. It's free to the public. So come and enjoy hors d'oeuvres, hear more about sleep apnea, and have your questions answered. The seminar will be February 23rd at 6 p.m. at Owens Healthcare, 2025 Court Street. Reserve your place by calling 1-800-MY-OWENS. That's 1-800-MY-OWENS.
What do you look for in a building contractor? Experience and quality, and someone who's reliable? Dennis Janeway hits the mark. Dennis has got more than 30 years' experience doing all types of construction. So whether the job is big or small, new home construction or a kitchen or bathroom remodel, call Dennis Janeway today at 604-6702. For experience, quality, and reliability, call Dennis Janeway Construction, 604-6702.
I'm Dave.
I'm Ernie. Do you have something you want to buy, sell, or trade?
Then you should join us on Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave.
Call us Saturday mornings, 7 to 8 on KCNR 1460.
Yeah, welcome back to Free Fire Radio here on KCNR 1460 AM. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our guest is Leslie Morgan, Shasta County Assessor Recorder. Phone lines here are 605-4567. You know, Let's Sell It with Ernie and Dave. If you haven't heard that show, these guys are...
You're really
I don't
funny.
Know.
It's only been on for about 3 weeks,
but we
love it. We turn it on in the morning or if we're not
You got
here.
Anything to sell, you know, you call these guys, and there's people out there that will buy anything. I swear to God, they will buy and sell anything except animals and probably their kids.
Yeah, their treasures.
Well, yeah, you know,
treasures.
But they've got things that, you know, cars, you know, household stuff. But, you know, just if nothing else, just to listen to them for an hour just brightens your day up on a Saturday. So
our guest today is Leslie Morgan. Leslie, you've held the position as assessor for how long now?
I was elected in November of 2006, took office January 9th of 2007, so it's been 3 years in this position.
And you're going to be running again?
Yes. The election is June 8th, so I've filed, first day of filing open, excited to get back in there, and the election will be June 8th.
What would you say is the most interesting part of your position?
The thing I get the most personal satisfaction out of is once you know these laws, I mean, everything that's ran in the office is established with the Constitution. Article 13 of the Constitution essentially says everything's taxable unless exempted. And so it's really critical that you understand those exemptions, you understand the process, you understand the valuation methods, the filing periods. And to do that for people when they might not even know. For example, if somebody files a deed and they file a preliminary change of ownership, our staff is looking for stuff in there that might qualify them for, say, a base year transfer. So typically, if we're sending out information afterwards, it's because we're trying to assist in covering people for those parts that they don't know. And that's really, I find that really rewarding because you go to bed at night and you know that everything you're doing is to establish something for people without them even having to ask for it. That's why I asked if you guys asked for your review, because our goal is to be doing everybody's review without needing to call our office and ask for it. We want to have found it no matter what. And if you called and you asked for it, we're going to make sure you're included as well. But we want to make sure we get everybody, regardless of whether or not you're calling us.
You know, one of the things that happened during that time, you know, we asked for the review, was that things started hitting in the mail back then that said, hey, we can get your property reviewed, you know, reassessed and save you money. Just send us $150 and we'll have this done. And all it was a scam because, you know, we talked about it on our show and said, wait a minute, you don't need to do that. All you do is go down to the county assessor's office. And, in fact, somebody came up talking one day about a tax, and your office called and said, wait a minute, that's not true.
Mm-hmm.
You know, one of those things that it doesn't do any good to pay this for some reason.
Right.
And you said that wasn't true. The thing is that your office is doing it already, but if you've got a question about it, just come on down and talk to you.
That's what we're there for.
Right. Okay. The election.
The election.
The difference between you and your opponent.
I would say the most critical element of what I've brought to this county is experience. Been in that office for 14 years. I had a prior background in title and escrow, software development. I'm very, very knowledgeable about the ins and outs of nearly every section of the office, whether it be recorder, mapping, appraisal, clerical, processing, change of ownership. And that's a real essential function because by the time things get to my level, I'm making policy calls. And that's what you're electing me for. You know, I'm reviewing those laws. I'm reviewing the rules and regulations. And when I'm making a decision, it essentially applies to the fairness issue. When I make a call and say, well, in these situations, we're going to handle this particular change of ownership or it qualifies for these reasons or not, it is a policy that's then used throughout the department as a whole. And it's a real critical function for upper management to have those kinds of skills. The second thing I would say is education. And I don't mean just the formal education. Yeah, I have a business degree, accounting. But I have over 400 hours of state-certified training. That's training specific to the property tax rules and regulations. And that's a real critical element. When you put that together with the accounting and the management ability, the knowledge of the office, it's a basic fundamental foundation for me to be able to manage staff, write a budget, know where my holes are, and put it all together in a way that balances the management, the budgeting, the leadership in the office, because there's nobody in that office who doesn't essentially just come to me if something seems to not be going right and they need somebody at the counter to answer a question specifically with a taxpayer. The final thing I'd just say is commitment. I mean, I'm born and raised here. I'm not going anywhere. My phone number's in the phone book. It's not going to change. I'm there. I can be accessed easily. I'm always willing to get out there and talk to people. The radio shows are fantastic. I love being able to share the wealth of information that we have in the office. It's really a critical part. And, it's very, very easy for people to get a hold of me and talk to me if they have any concerns.
Okay.
Well, our guest is Leslie Morgan. We have to take a break. We have a couple calls on the line. 605-4567. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, KCNR 1460.
Hey, Rachel, did you hear about TehamaTradingPost.com?
I just heard about them on the radio. Did you go to their website?
Yes, I did. It's awesome. You can sell just about anything you want, from autos to real estate.
So it's free online classifieds?
Yes, and TehamaTradingPost.com has coupons for local merchants, and you can view the website from your cell phone.
Dad, can I post ads for new employees?
Yes, you can, and that's free also.
Dad, thanks for recommending TehamaTradingPost.com. I sold my boat and I was able to buy a new car and find an apartment for our two new employees.
TehamaTradingPost.com. Buy local, shop local, dine local, stay local.
Want to advertise on the hottest, fastest growing talk radio station in the North State? With shows that include Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, Dennis Miller, Laura Ingram, Michael Savage, Tom Sullivan, Dr. Laura, and a Saturday lineup of local talk shows and Cigar Dave and Tom Gresham's Gun Talk.
Call me, Tammy Chadwick, at 530-605-4565.
KCNR, 1460 AM, clearly News Talk Radio.
This was his old chair, the one he used to sit in Sunday afternoons watching the football game. Well-worn but rich in character. You brush your hand over the back of the chair, thinking to yourself, he really isn't gone. He's just out in the backyard raking up the last of the leaves before the rain comes. But then you realize the yard's empty, and a wave of emotion overcomes you.
Grieving the death of a loved one takes time. McDonald's Chapel reminds you that with careful planning, your journey in life can be celebrated by those who watched in wonder at all your adventures. McDonald's Chapel and Reading Cemetery can customize their services so that the family you leave behind can treasure those special memories. Plan ahead. Call McDonald's Chapel. Their number is in the white pages. Service beyond expectation is their promise. Funerals, cremations, burial services, and affordable pre-planning. McDonald's Chapel, a Dignity Memorial provider. Support and comfort in difficult times.
There's no place like home. There's no place like home.
Hi, this is Sharon Gaber-Kavich, owner of Home Helpers, and Judy Garland said it best, there is no place like home. And at Home Helpers, empowering you to stay at home is our first priority. Home Helpers specializes in affordable, non-medical home care for seniors, new moms, and those recovering from injury or surgery. Home Helpers hires compassionate caregivers to help with everyday challenges. Whether your need is for a weekly trip to therapy, the grocery store, or a helping hand and friendly face around the house, we can help. Caregivers can provide transportation to appointments, light housekeeping, cooking meals, and more. Home Helpers caregivers are available by the hour or by the day, and all caregivers are screened, insured, and bonded. If you have questions about non-medical home care and how Home Helpers can assist you, call Home Helpers at 226-8350. That's 226-8350, or online at homehelpers.cc. After all, there is no place like home. Home Helpers, making life easier.
Welcome back to Free Fire Radio on KCNR 1460. It's Carl and Linda Bott. Our phone lines here are 605-4567. Our guest is Leslie Morgan, who is the Shasta County Assessor Recorder.
Exactly.
Assessor. I don't know. For some reason, I like saying it like that. Okay, let's go to the phones. Charles, you're up on KCNR.
Good morning.
Morning.
Well, there's going to be a public comment-type forum on tonight at 6 at the Redding City Council Chamber regarding a proposed swimming beach smoking ban at Whiskey Town.
How can you smoke when you're swimming?
Well, you can't smoke when you're while you're swimming, but some people smoke on the beach.
Oh. Okay.
They're called swimming beaches because, you know, people are at the beach before they go into the water.
Okay.
So what's your...
Like Oak Bottom, Brandy Creek, and a couple other places, yeah. And according...
But if you did the backstroke, you could probably smoke, couldn't you?
Oh, come
on. No. Hey, I don't know. Your hands would be constantly getting wet all the time.
Hey, Charles, what's your stance on this? I mean,
You've been fighting this thing.
Yeah. What,
I know.
Which side are you on?
Do you even smoke, Charles?
Have you ever heard? You ever heard of a guy named Martin Niemöller?
No.
He's the guy who said, who wrote his famous poem. Said first they came for this group, and then they came for that group, and
then they came, and there was nobody left to fight. So, and then when they came for me, yeah.
That's cool.
So you're doing is you're standing up for the individual rights of people, right?
Yeah.
Well, you know, Charles, that's great. You know, and that's kind of why I thought. Because if they take away one right, they're going to take away another one and another one and another one.
Doesn't matter, I guess, for you, whether you smoke or you don't smoke. It's just about don't tell me what I can and cannot do on a public beach, right?
Mm-hmm. And these things always start small. And then they decide they want to expand the geographic area and expand it, and pretty soon the only part of Whiskey Town that you can smoke on is the part covered by the Highway 299.
Okay,
well,
Charles,
keep up the fight.
Keep up the
fight,
and they're having a meeting
tonight.
There's
an article in last Wednesday's Record Searchlight that talks all about this, and it even leaves some contact information there, too.
Okay.
I've got the phone number in front of me, if you want
to
hear it.
Well, give it to us, then, because then we got to run on.
Okay, 242-3460.
And that's to help fight the ban on smoking.
That's the contact information that they gave for Superintendent Jim Milestone.
Oh, the infamous Jim. The infamous Jim Milestone.
Yeah, I remember him from the tower controversy last year.
Yeah, let's just take down those towers and cut off everybody from any type of communications out there. Okay.
We all raised a little mild hell in a general way about that, and
well, you know,
of course the towers are still there now. But you know,
we gotta
get back into the ring again.
Right. Okay, hey Charles, thanks for calling. We gotta run.
All right.
Have a good one.
Run too.
All right, bye.
Well, do you have any closing thoughts, Leslie?
You know, it's interesting because I sit here and think about it, and I guess I would add that another. Part of the critical element in being assessor recorder is just that I sit on the board of directors for the County Recorders Association of California. There's a large statewide support group where we not only participate on behalf of Shasta County, but we're interacting with the other 58 counties throughout the state so that we can follow up with where things are with legislation, with changes. I participate in the California Assessors Association. I worked on the mandatory audit changes that were recently changed by way of legislation to benefit all large and smaller counties. We had to seek a balance there. I sit on the Timber Advisory Committee. I'm Bill Leonard's appointee to that. What happens with timber is it's valued based on harvesting, not during the land ownership portion of value. There's a lot of really essential elements. This is a job. This is a very, very critical job to our county, to the citizens, and I take that seriously. So I'm there. I'm there as much or more as any employee in that office. And if you need any questions answered, I'm always there and available for you. So don't hesitate to contact us. That's what we're there for. We're there as employees to the citizens of the county, and give us a call.
Are you ready for the rough and tumble of elections?
Of course. You know, it's interesting. The enjoyable part is getting out and talking to people differently. I spend so much time talking about the department. It's kind of strange when you get back into me, you know. I kind of like, oh, hey, you know, here's all the great qualities I present, when typically I'm presenting it from the aspect of the department. But it's essential. And it's kind of a delicate balance. And this is really the time of year where you have to focus on that differently and not just be talking about the department, because so much of where the department is now is because of me. I mean, we've refocused our management style. We've refocused our approach to our interactions with the citizens by way of our communication techniques and our letters and correspondence, and whether it be the meetings we're having. But it's just critical that get done well. This is a job, and I hope people look into the background and what they're looking for in an assessor recorder when they vote on June 8th. I have a website, reelectleslymorgan.com. It's a lot of good information about there. It's not a lot of fluff. It's just a lot of substance. So if you want to know more about me, reelectleslymorgan.com. There's phone numbers, emails available. Anything you'd like to know, give me a call.
Great.
Well, thank you for being our guest today, and I think there was great information out there. Thanks so much, Leslie.
You're welcome.
Okay, this is Carl and Linda Bott. We're going to take a break, close up with some thoughts and some announcements of what's going on in town here. 10 till 9, 8:50 in the morning, 605-4567. We're taking your calls. This is KCNR 1460.
Ranger Station, Ranger speaking.
Yeah, hi. I'd like to report a bear sighting.
Location?
In the forest near the side of the road.
No need for alarm, sir. The forest is where bears live.
But this was no ordinary bear.
No ordinary bear?
Yeah, one second I'm having a smoke taken in the view. Next thing I know, I am face to face with Smokey Bear.
Let me guess, Smokey had a tip for you.
He did. He must have seen me toss my cigarette on the ground. He told me never to do that because it only takes one spark to start a wildfire.
He's a smart bear. Did you know that 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans? That means 9 out of 10 wildfires can be prevented.
That's what Smokey said. I had no idea.
That's why Smokey's famous, and you're not.
Good point.
Get your Smokey on. If you see someone in danger of starting a wildfire, step in and make a difference, because 9 out of 10 wildfires are caused by humans. Brought to you by Smokey Bear, the U.S. Forest Service, your state forester, and the Ad Council. Learn more at SmokeyBear.com.
Only you can prevent wildfires.
Join your community in a cooperative effort to support and honor our veterans. That's what NorCalVets.com is all about. If you're a business, an individual, or a group that offers any type of discount to veterans past and present, NorCalVets.com will provide free of charge a link to your website, description of your services or products you provide, and any discounting or additional services rendered to veterans. NorCalVets.com is all about our community supporting those that have defended our country. NorCalVets.com believes we should not only support our veterans and their families, but also those companies, individuals, and groups that support veterans. For more information, please visit NorCalVets.com and scroll to the bottom of the page for contact information. NorCalVets.com.
All right. Can everybody take their seats and settle down, please? Hey, come on, guys. We got a lot of work to get through today, okay? Now, let's start with some word problems. Okay, let's see. This question is for Jacob. Jacob, let's say you work 25 hours a week after school at the deli, earning $8 an hour. Sally works 30 hours a week at the movie theater, earning Y dollars an hour. And Sean works 40 hours a week at the auto shop, earning X dollars an hour. Then how are you going to drive your mother to her dialysis treatments every day and still find time to finish your science project this week?
Some students are tackling more than just their schoolwork, which is why more than 30% of them aren't graduating. But you can give them the boost they need to make it through by visiting boostup.org.
All right, listen up, class. This next question is for Susan. If you pick 27 apples and you give away 30%, how many apples will you...
Visit boostup.org today. Brought to you by the U.S. Army and the Ad Council.
Hey, you've been playing some great bumper music today, I got to tell you.
Except, you know, you started off okay, except it's like 5 minutes in before there's any sound there.
Speaking of putting on the Ritz.
Carl and the Bot.
That's right. Oscar night at the Cascade. This really going to be fun. You've got the dance project. They're going to be doing a preview, and they've got the Sundial Film Festival, a little teaser, and come out, $12. I'm going to be co-emceeing with Valerie Ing Miller, and, you know, it's a time to be glamorous, and I guess the Red Hat Society is going to be there. It should be fabulous, darling. Anyway, so that's March 6th. We have the 31st annual Festa Italiana, which is March 13th.
What a party that is.
You want to contact Kathleen, 359-2078. They name the Italian of the Year. Lou White Band plays all night. And plus, you're going to have funny man Jeff Applebaum. What do you have there?
Well, we've got also the Shasta.
What do you have there?
We've got the Boat and RV Show. It's on the 4th, 5th, and 6th. That we're going to be guest judges for the...
Dutch Oven
Cook-Off. You know,
on Saturday.
That's on a Saturday, and I can't wait for that, because people that do Dutch Oven, I mean, they're... Outstanding. Okay, for this week, our guests this week are going to be Leonard Modi on Thursday. Will be coming in, one of our district supervisors. And then Friday, Chris Young, who's running for district supervisor, I think in the 5th district. He's going to be on Friday morning. We're going to talk to him and then take him down to Tobacco and Brew for our Get to Know the Candidate. You know, it's important when, you know, that we have all the candidates in here. One is they're going to have a tremendous impact on us. That's why, you know, Leslie here today and the gentleman that was running against Ron Large, anybody that's going to be running for office, even if they're running unopposed, we need to have them in here so y'all can hear just who these people are. I mean, first of all, running unopposed is, to me, it's a little bit scary, because that person then doesn't really have to express what they really believe in. So even if they're running unopposed, we need to have them in. You know, Dave Kehoe and a few others, that just for them to tell the people that they represent, hey, this is what I believe in. This is where I believe we should go. Now, tomorrow's guest, which is just a pop-up guest, we were going to have an open line tomorrow, is Joel Stratt McClure. And he is quite upset. He is all fired up because of headlines in Record Searchlight that says Stratt investigation goes forward. Even though the investigation is not concerning the Stratt family, the headlines on it made it sound like the Stratt family was being investigated.
You're going to want to tune in tomorrow.
Oh, yeah, he flew back from on his way back from Paris when this thing hit, and he's just a little bit upset. So he wants to talk about that tomorrow at 8 o'clock in the morning. And Joel's always good for a number of items. So when he's fired up, it's going to be even better. The upcoming guests in the next few weeks are going to be president of Simpson College. We're having just any number of people coming in that have an impact in our community, too.
We always love hearing from you, so please do put in your favorites, Carl or Linda, at kcnr1460.com. We will do the research. We'll get the guests on that you want to have hold your feet to the fire. Have them be accountable. Call in and ask the hard questions. This is Carl and Linda Bott here on Free Fire Radio, and we've got a call coming in here.
You know, one of the things that Leslie said was that under the Constitution, everything that doesn't have a specific exemption can be taxed. And I'm thinking about that. I'm thinking anything without a specific exemption can be taxed. That could be, and that can be changed, I assume, if that exemption could be changed. Yeah, and Leslie is shaking her head here. Yeah, they can. So things that you can be taxed on, just imagine that. I mean, they could tax food. Oh, then the latest thing, of course, is the soda tax that they're proposing in California, which is going to raise the cost of each soda by 8 to 9 cents a can or a drink. And it's based on the amount of sugar that's in there. So and even though it's been proven that it's not the soda, it's the amount of sodas and it's the amount of food that people drink or eat that causes it. And they're still talking about starting a, you know, having a having a tax on this. And you would just think that they'd get past that. Okay. We've also been told that we should pronounce this Strati.
Joel Strati.
Strati. Okay. Anyway, he'll be on tomorrow talking about why he believes that headline was completely unfair. It should be interesting.
Yeah, I think we're going to get the fire rolling here.
It usually happens. Okay. You got 30 seconds. Hey, you know, every so often we just run out of things to say, so it's 30 seconds. We'll find out something. Okay. Thanks
for joining. Thank you again, Leslie, for being our guest. It was great. I've got a bunch of special announcements. I'll save it for tomorrow morning.
Yeah, just remember, it's the good guys against the bad guys. This is KCNR, Shasta Redding.